Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manapro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve and at a value you can appreciate. Manapro, nurturing life. Andy Schneider, the Chicken Whisperer, has a special engagement this afternoon and won't be able to join us. He will be back with us Monday because tomorrow is Facebook Friday, so all the show and all the prizes will be given away tomorrow on Facebook. I'm Pat Foreman. I'm the author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, Day-Range Poultry, Backyard Market Garden, and a couple other sustainable agricultural books. And today is Thursday, October the 20th. 2011. Already it is almost Halloween, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. Yes, we are international. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, gardening, urban farming, market gardening, the emergency preparedness, and living a self-sufficient, healthy lifestyle. You can follow Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Show 24 hours a day at our website. That's chickenwhisperer.com, chickenwhisperer.com. And golly gee, from there you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for the monthly e-newsletter, which is the Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, we'd like to invite you to join us in the chat room that is going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world and even across the country. And you can ask questions of any of our special guests when we have them on. To join the live chat room is so easy. Just log on to Blog Talk Radio, click register, and get your own creative, fun, and unique screen name. I mean, it is really that easy, and you can start chatting with us all live right away. This is one of the beauty of Blog Talk Radio. We would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite. Certainly, it's one of our favorites, and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. Please take a moment just to do this today, and again, we thank you. We are so grateful to you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by Manapro.
Everyone has heard of Manapro, but not everyone knows that Manapro is a company that makes the care and nutrition of your animals the absolute highest priority. The animals in our lives are a lot of things: pets, friends, providers, gardeners, and entertainment. So we want to take care of them with the same dedication with which they take care of us. That's why Manapro is 100% committed to one thing above all else: nurturing life. Visit manapro.com for more information.
When you need an incubator, think Brensey, the incubation specialist. Brensey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com, or call 1-888-667-7009. enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Frenzy, technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com. First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com. Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah. All right. Welcome back to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. Today is Thursday, and a little odd scheduling today. I've just found out relatively short notice that Andy won't be with us today, and so what we're going to do, I have to get on the road to Washington, D.C., to Arlington, actually, where we're doing a workshop tonight. And I also just found out that this workshop, there's going to be apparently some protests against the chicken movement and not having allowing family flocks. in Arlington. So this is open to the public. If you'd like to join us this evening in Arlington, Virginia, just come on over. It's sponsored by the Arlington Egg Project. Starts at 7 o'clock today at the Farlington, F-A-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, Farlington Community Center, which is at 3308 South Stafford Street in Arlington. That's the Farlington Community Center, 3308 South Stafford Street in Arlington. And if you have any questions, you can call, where's the phone number here for that? Call the Extension Office, the Arlington Extension Office at 703-228-6423. Kirsten Buells is managing this and putting the whole thing together. Thank you so much, Kirsten. So hope to see you folks there tonight. If you're a Chicken Whisperer fan, just please come up and say howdy. Howdy do. Okay, that's what's coming up tonight. Now, what I'm going to do today is, since I've really got to get on the road and Andy's not here, is end the show early. Dr. McRae is scheduled to come on, so we'll have her as soon as I see her call in on the switchboard. And then meanwhile, let me also get over here to our chat room. Okay, just say hello to all folks that are coming in. I've got way too many things open on my desktop right now. So what I'm going to do is just go over. I've got a really nice chickens in the news. Just a really sweet chickens in the news. There it is. Okay, in the chat room, it's filling up. Wow, we've got Bard Rock, Big Kenny, Cat Lady D, Chicky Woo, Dragonfly, East Dallas Dave, hey Dave, Grover, a regular here, good old Grover, bunch of guests. Oh my goodness, we got a bunch of guests. CKS Cheetah, Midnight, Nina Daniel, Ralph, TLS Farm, of course, and I'm there. Well, great. Great, great. Howdy, everybody. So glad, and thank you so much for tuning in. Here, I've got one really, really nice little chickens in the news, and I have two I'm going to cover. This one, they're feel-good ones. They're really good feel-goods. This one comes to us from, it's Chickens and History Lessons. It's by Christine Heinrichs, our very own Christine Heinrichs. She's with the American Society for the Protection of Poultry Antiquities, and she's a regular on our show coming on to talk about chickens. She wrote this wonderful article called Teach Kids with Chickens. And it says, whether they're in the classroom or on a farm or in your backyard, chickens are ready to teach your kids about a lot more than just the three reading, writing, and arithmetic, the three R's. So chickens and history lessons, and this is really well done, Christine. Thanks so much for writing it. It goes, the connection between chickens and the study of science and agriculture is obvious. I mean, we all know that chickens are agriculture and food production. But as it turns out, the poultry are no less useful as social studies teaching tools. Now, how could that be? Well, historically, chickens have been following humans on our journey throughout our lives, throughout human history, and the mythology that surrounds chickens is a result. For example, there's a coin with a rooster on it that was found in King Tut's tomb. That goes back to the ancient Egyptians. King Tut had chickens, and he had even had a coin minted with a rooster on it. And to the ancient Greeks, chickens were a symbol of light and health. And, of course, they announce their light. Those roosters are letting you know when the sun's coming up. And health, there's nothing much more healthy to eat than good old eggs. It says the Romans required white chickens for some ceremonial purposes. So they liked white for certain ceremonial purposes and black chickens for other ceremonial purposes. So they're getting into religion there. Roman art documents on early chicken breeds include mosaics that include a chicken similar to the current Dorking. And, of course, we've covered on the show earlier that the Dorking breed, it's one of the ancient breeds, it's one of the foundation breeds, and it's also one of the breeds that's on the critical list at the having a recovery from the American Livestock Breed Conservancy. And the interesting thing about Dorkings is they have a fifth toe and very colorful plumage, and they are beautiful. I've seen some Dorkins. But it doesn't stop there. Marco Polo himself, he's a big guy that took the elephants across the Alps. Marco Polo reports about amazing things that he had seen on his travels across Asia to India, and that they were so fantastic to Europeans that many didn't believe him. And guess what? One of the things he reported that they didn't believe was his description of a chicken with feathers like hair. A chicken that had feathers like hair, and that was totally dismissed as fantasy and even an outright lie. So even Marco Polo had to face criticism from the chicken movement. But it was true. You know what he's describing? He's describing the silky chickens, which are native to China, and they do have hair-like feathers, and they also have a wonderful disposition and make really good broody hens. And so they're even used today as broody hens. They'll hatch out other eggs as well as chickens, but also other kinds of eggs. So that broodiness is a trait that's been bred out of many breeds, but because the hens stop laying eggs while they're broody, the silky's black skin and the black bones have given them mythic status in the homeland, where chicken soup was made from their carcasses, and the chicken soup made from the silky bones is considered medicinal. So how's that for a history lesson? Christine goes on to say that chickens are even used to help tell the story of early America at the Virginia Colonial Williamsburg, where it's a living history museum in Colonial Williamsburg. Please go. It really is a history lesson in the live. And they have the Dorkings and the Nankins and the Silkies, and even the old English game flock will be restored to the museum this year. And my dear friend Elaine Shirley, I mean, I know Elaine from she's in charge of the livestock there and just such a wonderful person. She actually, in reality, carries some chickens when she gives presentations in an antique poultry basket the way they would have been taken to market in the 18th century. I mean, how cool is that? I want to get one of those baskets. In fact, I'm taking Oprah Winfrey up to Arlington today to meet some of the protesters, so Oprah can they can touch a chicken and pet them for the first time and see that they're not just dirty, ugly, brainless beings, but really do have the charm of chickens. Okay, so that's how you can integrate chickens in with history and culture and even antiquity lessons. So how cool is that? Let me just check the chat room here. And check into my board. Okay. So we're moving right along. Hey Fiona, good day. And okay, actually it was late today. Okay, we're moving on. I've got one more really nice article in the news, and that is a poultry operation. If a poultry operation is healthy for infirmary residents. And I love this article. This comes to us from Porta Maria in St. Mary. It's from the Caribbean. So, and the writer here is Christopher Sergiu. This is in the Gleaner magazine down there. And what they've got, I'm just going to describe most of it, is they've got residents that are mentally challenged or socially displaced and basically don't have anyone to take care of them. Many of them are elderly that don't have any family around, and some of them, though, are younger. One guy is in his 30s. So it's a mixed population at St. Mary's Infirmary. There are 48 men, male residents, housed in a ward, and they also have 30 females. So that's 78 people there. And what they've got is they got a grant, and with the infirmary, they've got some chickens. It's a revolving poultry fund, which means they the money that they get from any of the poultry, from the eggs we're selling to birds, goes back to the chicken fund. It's funded by the Food and Agriculture Organization, a good group, and it involves the construction of a chicken coop and slaughter facilities. And it was officially opened up and is up and running. And so money from the meat of the sale goes to the general public, from meat that's sold to the general public, will go back to keep the project going. That's the revolving fund concept. And the chickens will also be used to meet some of the protein needs of the residents. So, but what's interesting is they're finding out that there's a very large therapeutic value of poultry is a major plus that they hadn't counted on. And what's happened is workers are assigned to feed and water and generally care for all these chickens, so they have chores that they're assigned to do. And for there's about 20 of the able-bodied residents who are able to help out, and they do work under supervision, but what they're finding is that their self-esteem and just their sense of value and just waking up to have some reason for purpose for living is growing. They wake up in the morning and they know that they've got to do these chores with the chickens. So it's like a job. And in their heads anyway, so they get up and they do it willingness, and they're smiling, they're joking around, they're having pretty much a general mood shift towards happiness. And what's interesting is they're saying here that residents who hardly ever leave the compound, for the first time, they're engaging in a few meaningful daily activities, and it's a big deal. It is a really big deal. And things are looking even great to get better for the residents in the St. Mary Infirmary. So that's another where we're saying therapy chickens come in and being valuable to not only for meat and eggs, but also as a psychological boost. And it has been documented that just being around chickens tends to lower heartbeats, human heartbeats. So that's all I've got for chickens in the news here. Let's see, we're about 12:20. Let me take, Critter Lover. Thanks, Critter Lover. She says she has a friend with a very severe bipolar disorder and has a psychiatric dog service caring for the dog, and that makes her get up in the morning. Just by having a dog there and a companionship, she gets up when she's not really up to it. Fiona says a friend of mine works there, and they started using chickens at medical levels. That the med levels dropped into with residents. So residents are having contact with chickens. She also says that residents at the Armadale Psychiatric Center in Western Australia, Armadale Psychiatric Center, has been doing this since she was about 15 years old. I'm not sure how old Fiona is, but that's probably a long time. Okay. Then Critter Lover says, yes, less medicine, more chickens is good. There you go. Less medicine, more chickens is good. And Critter Lover says, yeah, any of us that have chickens could have told them that the chickens have a therapeutic value towards caring for them. I mean, they're just so charming. They're docile. They're vulnerable. They're funny. The gawky way they go. They talk to you. They have these wonderful little sounds, sometimes like R2-D2, which is totally endearing. And people just feel good around chickens. So, Okay. With that, let me just take another short commercial break. And when we come back, if Dr. McCray is here, it's just about 2:25, we'll just bring her on briefly, and then I've got to hit the road. So we'll just call it a day with that. So with that said, hold on. We'll be back in just a few moments.
It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Since 1985, Meyer Hatchery in Polk, Ohio has been a family-owned and operated business. Meyer Hatchery is a year-round hatchery that offers over 160 breeds of poultry, including chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, guineas, peafowl, and game birds, plus a full line of feed and supplies. Just need a few baby chicks? No problem. Meyer Hatchery will ship as few as 3 baby chicks. Check them out online at MeyerHatchery.com. That's MeyerHatchery.com. You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared, but now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at MyAmishGoods.com. That's MyAmishGoods.com.
Looking for an all-natural way to keep your flock healthy from intestinal parasites? Tired of wasting all those eggs due to a long withdrawal period? The answer is Vermex. With no artificial chemicals, Vermex has been a huge success for many species, offering a completely natural way to address intestinal hygiene control and improve general health. Check out the online store at www.vermexusa.com, V-E-R-M-X-USA.com, to see what products you need to keep your animals healthy. Vermex, natural control of intestinal parasites.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
All righty, not Super Chicken, just Pat Foreman here, bringing you back to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Talk Show. Adventure for Andy Schneider, the Chicken Whisperer, has a special luncheon today, and I found out last minute, so I'm running the switchboard here, but I've got to get on the road to get up to Arlington, Virginia for this workshop tonight on the Chicken Have More Plan. Okay, Dr. McCray isn't on yet, and I don't know if she got the message about the show or not either. It was pretty well last minute. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to have a quick little trivia question here. Since Halloween is coming up, I want you guys to be armed with some Halloween jokes, okay? So we've had this before, but I want you to just remember, what do you call a haunted chicken? And I'm even going to embellish that a little bit. What do you call a heritage haunted chicken, since this show is really so much more about family flocks, which are, for the most part, heritage chickens? What do you call a heritage chicken? Come on, Fiona. I'm sure you know the answer to that one, or you too, Critter Lover. And with Halloween coming up, you'll be all set. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if there isn't a run on chicken costumes for Halloween, for trick-or-treating, going around so they can get a bunch of treats. That'd be cool. You could go as old chicks. You could go as a rooster. You can go as a hen. You can go as a broody hen sitting on some eggs. So anyway. Oh, come on, chat room. Anyone out there know what you call a haunted chicken? Yeah, there you go. Bard Rock got it right. A haunted chicken. Oh, that's cute. A booster. Katie did a booster. But Barb Rock's right. It's a poultrygeist. A haunted chicken is a poultrygeist. That always gets a groan and a laugh. So you'll have it with a poultrygeist. Okay, it's about 12:30, and what I'm going to do, I do have one person on here. I'm just going to check and see who this is. I don't have it in my list here, but I'm going to bring on area code 270 and just say a howdy-do. So area code 270, you're live on the air with the Chicken Whisper Talk Show. Please give me your name and where you're calling from.
Howdy-do, right back at you, Pat. This is Critter Lover in Paducah, Kentucky.
So you're right there. Great. Thanks for being on the show. Yeah, Paducah. I like Paducah. I've actually been there in Paducah, Kentucky. So, of course, being raised in Indiana, we're just right above you guys. So we used to go down to the Kentucky Derby just about every year. So, poultrygeist, what do you think of that?
It does always.
A haunted chicken.
It does always call for eye rolls.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, any chickens in the news or anything? Any chicken chat that you want to share with us before we end the show here?
Oh, we've had a bit of a rough time lately. Well, you know, and most of the chat room knows about some of it, but we're looking for better things come spring.
Yeah. I you have had a hard time of it. Yeah, and you're Suzanne, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Suzanne, yeah. Well, one of my mottos is this too shall pass. I mean, that's what I'm really grateful that we can't stop time. So even though it seems pretty bad at the time, often it ends up better than I could have possibly planned. And I think these are times that we're all being tested. I mean, the economy is really, really challenging. I mean, I was so close to being really well off and retired, and now I've have a negative zero in assets. It's really totally put me back to square one. But hey, it'll pass, and I'll get it all back. So, but boy, if we have our health and our friends and a good sense of humor and a can-do attitude, I think that can get us through just about all times again.
That is so true. The outlook makes a huge difference in you know, the end result.
Yes, I believe it totally does. And I don't believe we're here to suffer either. I think if we can be joyful no matter what to the extent we can, it really does help things move along. And it's interesting how this talk show has been such a joy. I mean, we mentioned it here and now, but boy, I so value the chat room chicken ears and the listeners that call in and give us their support and listen to us while traveling on the road, the truck drivers that listen to us, that while away some hours and some miles and all the iTunes downloads. So I think it really is helping the chicken movement, and that's a wonderful sense of purpose towards living more lightly on the planet and just having a sense of self-sufficiency as well as a healthy food supply. So, yeah, Bard Rock says positive, Pat. You know, I had one friend tell me, in fact, my ex told me, Andy used to say, Pat, you giggle at inappropriate times. Of course, that would send me into hysterics just about. It's like, oh, well, darn. But you know what they said, you know, darn, Pollyanna was right. I mean, she was probably unreasonably happy. But if anyone remembers what Pollyanna is, she was this unreasonably happy young girl living in a kind of a grumpy town. And because of her positivity, she ended up changing the whole town. I mean, the whole town got back to being more joyful and realizing the value of being positive and being happy and just how good it feels. So so that's why I think with all the turmoil and the Wall Street movement and takeover and sit-ins and all this stuff, that's so much anger and fear, and I think out of that begets violence. So if we can just bring a little bit more happiness in it, we'll all get through. Suzanne, I know we could do it. Don't you think?
And, you know, we were talking in the chat room just a while ago about such a sense of camaraderie and friendship of people that you only know as a name on a screen. We've never met in person, but I still consider you know, a lot of these people, actual friends.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the things I love about doing these workshops across the country is that people come up and say, hey, listen to the talk show, and I can start to get faces behind the screen names and behind the chicken chat room, chicken ears, as well as just other people that listen. So it is creating a community. And I think it's a very special community because I think most of us in there, pretty much everyone in there is really, really here for being a little more self-sufficient and hopefully a little more positive. Grover at Dragonfly Farm says, I always laugh at the most inappropriate times. It's such a sense of, I think, chortling and laughing is a way of stress relief. I forget which one it is, maybe it's psychology, but they say yawning and tearing and sometimes, you know, really passing so as well as laughing are ways of releasing stress, and that might be why I do giggle sometimes at inappropriate times, but I always find it funny, just taking a step back and looking at it. Oh, that's cute. It says, where did that go? Bard Rock says, I never heard of Pollyanna, whoever she is, but is she related to polyester? Not that I know of, Bard Rock. Not that I know of. Yeah. So anyway, okay, well, Critter Lover, thanks so much for being on the show. You certainly add a lot to the chat room. That's really wonderful.
Thank you very much. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And I know Andy and I, CW and I, we are equal opportunity offenders. A lot of what we say does not really sit well with some groups and some people. But, you know, like, thank goodness this is America and they're not going to take the talk show off, and we can keep saying what we believe is our truth and our integrity and just going forward with it. So there you go. People need some coffee there in the chat room. Fiona, no, I don't need any coffee. I'm so psyched about this workshop tonight and the possibility of, really, this is possible in Arlington, Virginia, that maybe if we can convince enough people about the value of family flocks, that it could have a domino effect in the capital area. And that would be great. Very, very good. Oh,
yeah.
Looky here. Chicken Whisper just sent me a note. Are you in the chat room, Andy? He is. Okay. Well, he says, he hasn't called in, but apparently he's on the computer. He says, Bridget will not be on today, so I can cancel the show at any time. He just got back where he had service, and I know where he travels sometimes he doesn't have self-service. So he says, just get myself on the road and get up to that poultry crusade up there in the D.C. area. So that's good advice. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate that. Thank you. And then he logged off. Okay. Well, with any final thoughts, all I've got to say is I think it's going to be a banner day. I plan on being unreasonably happy and cheerful no matter what happens. And, of course, it's going to be a great day. What do you think, Critter Lover?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great day, and we hope that you have safe travels to and from and a hum-dandy workshop, and I hope all the protesters end up changing their minds.
Yeah, well, that's what we do, is a lot of education for the change in mind. Okay, well, I'm going to sign off then. I'd like to say, of course, thank you, all you chat room chicken ears, for chatting today and tuning in. Thank you, especially Critter Lover and Suzanne. Really appreciate you calling in. And, of course, Andy Schneider is the Chicken Whisperer. He's the creator of this show, and we'll be back Monday. Just to remind you that tomorrow, Fun Friday, will actually be Facebook Friday. So it's going to be on Facebook. He'll be giving away a whole bunch of prizes. So tune into Facebook and you can get the prizes there. BlogTalkRadio.com is our provider of the chat and video services and the radio, as well as the iTunes services and all the downloads that you can get to listen to. All the archives. You know, did you realize that every show that we've ever done is archived on Blog Talk Radio? And there's about 450 of them. There's a bunch on there of the back episodes. Okay, I'm Pat Forman, and from all of us to all of you, you know what it is. May the flock be with you, quote the chicken, evermore. God bless everybody. Love you so much. See you Monday, or talk with you Monday.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
That's right. We're all super chickens, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you.